Welcome to the Performance Family Training Call. I'd like to introduce our hosts for tonight's call. They are founding Performance Club members. They have been recognized for earning over $300,000, and they are Millionaire Club members, Mr. Frank and Mrs. Teresa Acoin. Thank you so much.
All right. Susan, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Just want to get a sound check here. Hey, thanks a lot for hosting the call. And Teresa, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
All right. Well, Teresa and I are in two different locations tonight. She's up in Blairsville, Georgia. I'm here in sunny Charleston, South Carolina. And welcome, everybody. This is the Performance Family Training Call. We have every Wednesday night, and it's wonderful to have all of you on the line. And Teresa, did you hear all the places people are calling in from?
I did. I love it. Yes, I do. And they're still.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Things are really rocking with the company right now. Just let everybody know. I know today at our luncheon there was probably two chairs left in the luncheon that were empty, and the rest of them were full. And I think almost everybody signed up. And last night the briefing, it was the same way. And it seems like no matter who I'm talking to right now, the luncheons are picking up, the briefings are picking up, the trainings are picking up. I know in Atlanta we had standing room only, basically about 1,000-something people. So things are really rocking, and couldn't be more excited. And, Teresa, tonight we've got a really exciting call. I mean, we got Billy Brown on the phone and a lot of announcements to make. So why don't we go ahead and kick it off?
All right. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Awesome. Welcome, everybody. It is exciting tonight, as always. And I just want to give you a heads up on a few important things. So make sure you have a pad and a pen. Not only are you going to want to take some notes when our guest speaker gets introduced, but I do have a special call tomorrow. I want to make sure that you all know about. You want to hear from your CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell. He's going to be doing a special call tomorrow. We are kicking off 2015 in a big positive way. He's excited about it and a lot more, and wants to share some things with the field tomorrow. So I'll be giving you out that number in just a little bit. I'm going to make sure everybody's got a minute to make sure you've got a pad and pen in hand. And I just want to tell you that the Monday night recruiting call, I tell you what, it kicks off my week in a positive way. That call is phenomenal. 9 o'clock, same number you dial tonight. We have some of the best testimonies on that call, and those testimonies make the call. We had Mary Beth Longona on the last one this past Monday, Susan Mercer, John Hall, Eddie Smith. It was phenomenal. So a 20-minute call to fill your pipeline every Monday night. So just take advantage of that. I know a lot of you are, and I know a lot of you are getting great results with it. Okay, let me give you the number for the call that's going to happen tomorrow at noon if you're in the Eastern time zone. Translate that to your time zone. It's going to be important to be on that call. It's 712-432-8965. 712-432-8965, and the PIN is 775-POUND, 775-POUND. So I can't wait for us all to get the update, and I'm not going to say anything else. We just all need to be on that call. Now, I want to do some recognition, and Frank, you'll enjoy this because I know you don't have the sheets in front of you there, and I've got them here, but it is
yeah,
so
that's
awesome.
Not fair, you know.
I know. Every week we really think this is one of the most important things we do on this call is to recognize the activity from the week before. And here are the top recruiters for last week. We had a lot of people in the recruiting mode. We had Cedric Augusto from Iowa under Susan Osia and the Gardners. We had Cynthia Bradley out of South Carolina under Daisy and Jerome Frett. Eric Hansen out of South Carolina, also under Daisy and Jerome Frett. We have Paulette Jamison out of Georgia recruiting last month under Eddie and Dee Dee Smith. Michael Johnson was in on the recruiting last week under Joe Smith and Diane Sloan. Antonio Broadnex was active in recruiting last week. And we also have Mary Beth Longona active again last week under the White Wings in recruiting. So congratulations to all of you. And also want to congratulate the top producers for last week. Now, we need some drum rolls here. We had second place tie between Josh and Kara Garner out of Illinois and Latasha Owens out of Ohio. And first place goes to our good friend in Texas, and hopefully she's on this call tonight. I talked to her yesterday for quite a long time. She was the top individual membership marketer in our team for all of 2014, and she is kicking off 2015 the same way. She had 6 memberships herself personally last week sold individually, not through a group. So the woman loves this membership, and she's empowering so many families with it. So big congratulations goes out to Mo Braun out of Texas, part of Tom and Ileon Minor's team. And Frank, we have some upranks, and you know what? These people are in the money. We have Royal Calhoun out of California under Amy Yoshimitsu and Lois Threlkeld. And this gentleman moved to the third level, to the associate level, and earned a $150 bonus when he did it. Congratulations. It's waiting on you in Las Vegas. And we have Stephen Boyd out of Wisconsin, part of Ronald Perkins and the Gardner organization. He is a new director. He earned $300 by hitting that rank last week. And then we have a new director in the broker program we want to congratulate, Edith Bird, under Daisy and Jerome Ferret. So big congratulations. A lot of you have a lot of money waiting on you out in Las Vegas. That is going to be one of the most exciting, I think it's going to be the most exciting convention we have ever, ever had. Now, and let me give you the dates for that, because some of you, in fact, you know what? I know most of you, the majority of you that are on this phone tonight, have registered. I'm so excited to see that. But some of you have not yet done it, and we will. The call tomorrow, Michael, is at noon Eastern time. I'm getting text questions. That's an important call. But the Super Bowl, this is our Super Bowl, once a year, Las Vegas. And in fact, I hope our guest speaker talks about this, because of all the things that we do all year long, that's the most important thing that we do, is we get ourselves to our own Super Bowl. I mean, to play the game all year and to not go to the Super Bowl, well, it just doesn't work. I mean, we want you there. You've got to be there. If you've ever been before, you understand what we're saying. It is life-changing. It is going to make a difference. There's so many people that go to that big convention and come back and make big progress. So it's just awesome. And that's July 17th to the 19th. Here's a newsflash. There may be a sellout, and there may be tickets that people purchase later that have to be actually placed in an overflow room, and you don't want that. You want to be in the
main
event.
Yeah, when we talked, we just talked to Alan Fernley, for about an hour the other night, and he's headed back to England, I think, for a little while, and then he comes back here every once a month or twice a month. But he said it could be a sellout. It looks like it's going to be a sellout. So if you hadn't got your tickets, I would say go ahead and get them. And Teresa, before we go any further on recognition, you know, we've got people in Charleston here that have their cars now, but there's 3 more people between this month and next month, I think, that look like they're getting their new BMW. So we'll make that announcement very shortly.
Awesome. And I have got a couple text messages from people with more upranks, and I'm going to they'll probably be on our – I'm sure they'll be on our list for next week. Sometimes it takes a day or two to get them showing up on our list. But I definitely want to congratulate Julius Mitchell, an associate under Janetta Lee, for moving to senior associate. Congratulations. And you know what? That's a $200 bonus that's waiting on you. That's so awesome. Thanks so much, Eddie, for that message. All righty. We're going to turn the call over, Frank, for the next few minutes to our good friends and leaders out in the Tennessee state, the beautiful state of Tennessee, Bill and Jan Sullivan. They are regional managers there, and they are very instrumental in everything, really, that goes on in that whole state, particularly in their portion of it. So, Bill and Jan, it's all yours.
Well, thank you very much. Teresa, do you mean to tell me that you left Frank in Charleston unsupervised?
Yes.
I need adult supervision, I'll tell you that, Bill.
I know that.
Oh, my God.
Teresa, a minute ago, you said something that really hit the nerve of what I wanted to talk about tonight. You said something about empowering families, you know, and as I was thinking about what it is that we do, what we do really does matter. Empowering families to not have to face some of the same things, it really does matter, really does make a difference. What I want to start out talking about, sometimes we talk to somebody about legal field, and they're not interested right at the moment. You know, and I have somebody who's going to come on in a minute who is like that. He said, I've lived my entire life and never used an attorney, and I don't plan to. So when we first talked about Legal Shield, the timing was not right. But then a little bit later, something changed. So I'm going to get John Stafford to come on and just tell a little bit about his story. John, are you on?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Go ahead and tell a little bit about your story, John, if you would.
I'll try to keep this brief. You know, my family really didn't do attorneys. I'm not even sure we like attorneys even. And so Bill and I were in a lease group together, and Bill had mentioned it, and I was like, you know, I don't really need attorneys, don't really want attorneys, don't even really like attorneys. I was just listening to Bill to be nice to him. And then my son got involved in a car wreck, and they sued us for $100,000. And at the time, I only had $25,000 in insurance. So the attorney for the insurance company looks at me and says, you know, John, you're good up to $25,000, but anything over that, you got to pay for. And I thought, oh, crap, I don't have $75,000 to pay these people. So I called Bill, and I said, Bill, I said, will this help me? Will this work? I said, you know, they want me to pay $75,000. I don't have $75,000. So it was good to be able to talk to somebody to find out what my rights were and what I could do to help solve that problem. And I ended up liking it so much, I became an associate. But if Bill had pressured me during that time when I wasn't ready, I might have bought leadership, but I wouldn't have bought it from him because I wouldn't like him anymore, and he would have been a jerk, and I would have bought it from somebody else maybe. But if he hadn't told me about it, I still wouldn't have Legal Shield if he hadn't told me, because I didn't even know it exists, because I wasn't even looking for it.
Thank you very much, John. That does make the point that what we do really does matter. And when we let people know that it exists, that what it can do and how it can make attorneys accessible, it makes a difference in a lot of people's lives. So, you know, I just want to say to some of the new people on here, don't take it personally when you talk to somebody and they say no, because that doesn't necessarily mean no forever. It means no right at this moment. But letting people know what Legal Shield is all about really does matter. I'm going to go to David Pennington right now, who is has a membership. And he told me his story not long ago, and I wanted him to share it with the team. So, David, are you on? I may have had a mess up here. David, are you on the line? Hit *6 to unmute if you're muted. Okay, well, he may not be on here. So I will come back to him in a minute and see if he's on. But I wanted to talk about that being an associate is really important, because what we do is important. And I'm going to ask Jim Easton to come on and just share a little of his experience, what he would like to share about being an associate. So, Jim, are you here?
I am. I'll tell you what I really like about being a Legal Shield associate is it really does make a difference in people's lives. There's a lawyer that I am in a networking group with. When I first went to the networking group, I said, hey, what kind of law do you practice? And he said, oh, I do everything. And I didn't say this, but what I was thinking was, I am so glad you are not my lawyer, because I don't want a lawyer who does everything. I want to be able to call my law firm here in Tennessee and get the lawyer who specializes in what I need. I want an expert. I want the best. I want the other guy to have the lawyer who does everything. And Legal Shield makes it financially possible for all of us to have the right lawyer for our situation. And that makes a huge difference. And when I'm talking to people about Legal Shield, that's what I know I'm giving them, is the chance to have the right lawyer to help them with their situation. And that makes me feel really good.
Now, it really does. Thank you very much, Jim. David, were you able to ring in? Well, I'm not sure that he's on here, so I'm going to tell a little sketch of David's story. He was working for a company here, and they were writing him some bad checks. And they kept stringing him along and stringing him along. And somebody sent him, referred him to me, and I said, absolutely, I think our attorneys can help out. So he bought a membership, and then I didn't see him again for a few weeks. And the next time I saw him, he said, I got to tell you about your attorneys. He said, they're working on getting those checks paid, but a couple of days after I saw you, I got an eviction notice from where we lived, and I've got three kids. We would have been living in my car at Christmas. And he said, and your attorneys made arrangements with my landlord to give me an extra 60 days to stay so that we weren't homeless, and they're working to recover the money that's owed to me on those checks. So I'm sorry that he wasn't able to tell it, but, you know, part of the point I wanted to make with this story is when I look back over the day that I had today, I kind of wonder who I might have passed by that I didn't tell them about Legal Shield, and they're going through something that's really awful, just like David was, that a lawyer could have helped solve that problem. And if I had taken the time to let them know about what our Legal Shield service is, it might have made a huge difference to that person. And I'm going to leave you with this thought. I read this just a little while ago. This is a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, one of the most beautiful compensations is this life, in this life, is that no man can sincerely try to help another without helping himself. And I truly do believe that what we do in Legal Shield helps other people, and we are the recipients of a lot of blessings because of that. So, Mr. and Ms. Coin, I'm going to turn it back over to you guys because I'm anxious to hear Mr. Billy Brown tonight. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was good. Do you hear all that, Teresa?
I did. Thank you so much.
That was great.
Bill.
And I just want to fold in on that for a minute. Lunch today, we had a guy there, a retired military guy, and no matter what I asked him about, everything was negative. I mean, it was I mean, the whole room was listening to this guy, and I'd say, where are you from? And he'd say somewhere, and I'd say, well, how long have you been in Charleston? He said, too long, and he hated Charleston. He hated the drivers. He hated everything. And I thought, you know, I'm sorry I asked now, but Michael Johnson, Mr. Johnson, started doing the presentation, come to realize this guy has a real legal issue going on. And once he found out he could get help with that, his whole attitude changed in the whole room. I mean,
Wow. All
of a sudden everything was great, and it was just amazing. Sometimes people walk around and we wonder why they're in a bad mood, but you never know. Like Bill said, you know, you walk by them every day, but you don't know they're going through a divorce or child support problem or a custody problem or being evicted or, you know, getting treated unfairly. And sometimes it just takes a little caring to keep talking to people to find out what their issues are. So, Bill, I just want to tell you that story really resonated with me just now, and I appreciate you telling that.
Yes,
back
sir.
To you,
thank
Teresa.
You. All right, awesome. All right, y'all, we need a big drum roll. We are going to introduce our guest speaker, and Billy Brown is a gentleman who spoke at the Atlanta Super Regional. He wowed the crowd, to say the very least. He has one of the most powerful stories of success, and he is an author, and I believe that he has probably changed more lives than any one person I can think of in his life, because just his positiveness, overcoming the challenges that he's had since early childhood, and achieving what he's achieved, like Susan Mercer said as she was welcoming everybody tonight, it takes away our excuses, that's for sure. And he's just a wonderful person. And Frank, you've spoken so highly of Billy, and we're just honored to have him on the call. So, Frank, anything else?
And I didn't realize this, Teresa, but after speaking to Billy today, I didn't realize he's only been with the company for 36 months and has gone straight to the top of the company and,
wow,
you know, ending up on the international stage and the regional stages and stuff. And it's just a joy to talk to this gentleman. You know, you think you know what's going on in people's lives, and then all of a sudden you talk to them and you find out you don't know anything. And I cannot wait to hear his story tonight. And I was going through his books or his book that he wrote, and the book is called Rising from the Ashes, and there's really some good stuff in here. We ordered the books. We got them in today, and maybe he could tell us a little about, you know, his story and why Legal Shield and that sort of stuff. So, it's an honor and a privilege to have Billy on the phone. Mr. Brown, are you with us?
Yes, sir, Mr. Coyne. Can you hear me?
Oh, man, it's such an honor to have you here. What a pleasure to have you here and you take time with your family and come here and have really no financial gain to do this yourself, but we really appreciate the time.
Oh, absolutely. Great. Go ahead, Miss Teresa.
Just one more quick thing. I just want to let the team know that we did feature Mr. Brown on our Performance Family Facebook page, so you have a little more information there, too. So I'm ready. Let's go. Mr. Brown, thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And great talking to Mr. Frank earlier today. For some of you, you may or may not know, Mr. Frank is actually from Alabama. He was born and raised about 20 minutes from where I live, and my wife grew up 5 minutes from the city that Mr. Frank lived in. She was from the big city
wow.
of Saraland, Alabama. So it's truly a small world, and just always a joy to see you guys. Saw you in Jamaica, and I thought I saw Frank going down the interstate yesterday. It was an RV that was decorated, and it had the big names Waffle House on the side, and I thought maybe that was his vehicle going down the road, but just teasing with you. But it is
you
a great
got a lot of nerve, Billy.
I know. But it's great, guys. It's just great to be here. I love speaking to people and sharing my story. I truly feel that God blessed me with the ability to be able to go out and make an impact. And you've got a choice in life. You can either be a victim or you can become victorious. And there's a book I'm reading now, Napoleon Hill's Laws of Success, and I want to open with this quote. Who told you it couldn't be done? And what great achievement did he or her have to their credit that qualified them to judge you and your ability? Think about that for a moment. Who told you that you couldn't do it? And what qualifications did they have in their life? See, you can accept people's giving you their comments and their feedback, but if you accept their opinion of you or the opinion of your business, you simply accept their lifestyle. So I encourage you not to do that, to set your course. But just to go back in time, at the age of 2, I was involved. It was 4th of July weekend. Me and my family was traveling, and we went out, and we were traveling the Mississippi-Alabama line, and an 18-wheeler ran into our car from behind. The guy had been driving several days without sleep, had been taking some speed pills so he could stay awake, and hit our car. We were in a big station wagon. There were 7 of us in the car. My mom and dad, aunt and uncle were able to get out. A gentleman was able to pull my sister from the wreckage, but my cousin and myself were trapped in the vehicle. I actually fell into the gas tank. I was still asleep at this time, but I woke up as they pulled me from the vehicle, and the vehicle literally exploded when they got me to the top of the hill. And many times the fireman told my mom, there's nothing we can do, he's gone. But my mom never settled, and she never took no for an answer. She said, I want you to get my son, whether he's dead or alive. And even when they pulled me out and said, there's nothing we can do for him, she said, that's not up to you. That's up to, the Father above to make that decision. So at an early age, she was teaching me, and I didn't realize it, that you never give up. And I went to the local burn center there in Mississippi. And we're talking about 1974. It was not a lot they could do at the time. And they just kind of said, well, let's make him comfortable. He'd probably only live a couple hours, maybe a couple days at the most. And, I surprised them. I had 78 different breaks in my body. It broke my neck. It broke my legs. But my mom said, we're going to get through this. And she just stayed by my side. And the neat thing about her at that time, she was only 19 years old. So she went from being really a child to being an adult overnight. Even though she had a child, she really had to step up. And she took care of me, and she told me that, we can get through this. You're going to make it. And I was just 2 weeks shy of my 3rd birthday. And I remember laying there in the bed and just really unsure what was going on in my life. But my mom took me. I went through, multiple surgeries and came out on the other side of that. And if some of you hadn't seen me, I'm missing all my fingers on my left hand. They had to amputate my fingers from the different infections that had set in. So I have 3 fingers on my right hand. So, I tell people, you can do whatever you set your mind to. And my mom always told me that you can be whatever you want to be. And she really pushed me hard as a kid. And I was raised here in Alabama on a farm and was treated no different than any other kid. Probably was pushed a little more because there was no such thing as can't or try. You either did it or you didn't. That was my mom's philosophy. And, I grew up at the age of 12 wanting to play like every little boy in Alabama. I wanted to play football. And I was told by the coaches that son, you just can't play football. You look different than the rest of the kids. We're afraid you'll get hurt. My mom took a stand. She said, my son's going to play football. If he doesn't play, nobody else is going to play. So she did that there. She did that in school when I was told I couldn't go to school because I would be a distraction to kids. So my mom was always there pushing me. And I never looked at myself as being different. Unless somebody asked me what happened to you, I don't even think about it because I don't play that record in my head. And a lot of us go through life playing our story, letting our story dictate who we are. And, you know, where you've been in the past is not a destination for your future because your past does not equal your future. And I had to quickly get over that and, you know, got into college and really didn't know what I wanted to do. So, you know, I did some medical stuff and then I got into real estate and real estate was good, was making good money and, but working a lot of hours, working 70, 80 hours a week. And, I was a newlywed at the time and got a beautiful bride. We've been together actually this month for 14 years and just really blessed to have her in my life. And, but the real estate market, as you know, took a turn. We had the real estate market crash and then the BP oil spill took place down here in Alabama. And we went literally overnight from being financially independent to being bankrupt and homeless. We had to give up our home. We had to go live in an RV park for a short time. And probably the worst thing in my life, I love my in-laws, but I had to go stay with my in-laws for 6 months. I had a little baby, didn't know if I could afford to feed him or put diapers on him, and, you know, started looking for something. And, you know, I met a gentleman. I went to an event. His name's Tony Robbins. He's a great motivational speaker, and Tony encouraged me to write a book, so I wrote a book and published it, and it's, you know, multiple outlets, and I was speaking different places, but a lot of people could not pay for me to speak, so I started looking for an opportunity, and I was giving a speech at a local YMCA, and there was a sharp guy on the front row just taking notes, really engaged into my speech. I didn't know if I was doing that good of a job speaking or he just loved taking notes or he's writing his own book. I wasn't sure, but we connected afterwards and we connected on Facebook and built a friendship, and I had no clue what he did. And come to find out, he was a Legal Shield executive director, and I inquired to him a few times. I saw his successful lifestyle that he had, and so we went and had lunch, and he shared the opportunity with me via DVD, and I was shocked at the moment because – and I want you to pay close attention to this. I had the membership for 8 years, and nobody ever told me there was a financial opportunity on the other side. I thought you had to just be a an insurance broker or some type of person to sell that. I had no clue that you could make money and go offer this to other families. I had the business plan as a business owner. It helped me get through the real estate crisis with attorney's advice and being able to go with me to court to handle some things. So I was shocked when there was an opportunity. So guys, there's people out there right now that you have not told that there's an opportunity to this business. And you're really doing them an injustice because I could have been that person. Maybe you came across me one point in your life and you never shared the opportunity. So I encourage you, like I said, my mama says, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. You're not a secret agent. You got to let people know what you do. You got to be doing your exposures. And I got into Legal Shield just shy of 3 years ago, and 2 weeks in, brand new, went to my first national convention and really saw the big picture. So I hit the ground running and, you know, had some success, had some pullbacks, as we all do, but I got unfocused. I was chasing two or three rabbits at one time. And I remember last year I went to Atlanta in January, the same event that I just got back from here a couple of weeks ago. But when I went, I was in a different time in my life. I had not hit executive director. I was really stuck in a rut. And financially, I'd got in a bind. I had some business deals going with some people that didn't work out. So I really put myself and my family in a bad situation because I was not sowing the seeds on a consistent basis that I needed to in Legal Shield. And I went to Atlanta on a stretch. I couldn't afford to go, but the event was there. And I was talking with my wife. I said, you know, I just can't afford to go. We actually, the 2 days before I signed up to go to Atlanta, we got an eviction notice. We were being evicted from our apartment that we had at the time because we just couldn't pay the bills. And I said, I can't afford to go to Atlanta. My wife looked straight at me because I have a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, and I share with them personal development. They read books. And she said, what is it going to cost you not to go? And for you to turn around and tell your kids that daddy's got to quit this business and go get a job because he's not willing to give up and do what it takes to make this thing work. And she said, I don't care what you have to do. If you have to walk, you have to crawl, you're going to Atlanta. So she sent me to Atlanta. And what I did, I gathered 8 people from the area together to go and said, hey, I'll drive. And guess what? They paid the gas. So I got to go, and they paid my way to go. So there's a way to get there if you just stop and think a moment. So I went, and I was sitting there, and I was averaging 7 to 8 sales a month, which 7 to 8 sales a month would not pay all your bills. But that was my focus. I wanted to do Legal Shield and have that as my primary source of income. But and I was sitting there, and I just heard different things, and I saw different people walking across the stage. And I had an aha moment. You know, I said, I had to do a checkup from the neck up. I said, I am not living up to my potential. I have not defined my definite purpose, because if you define your definite purpose, that controls your subconscious mind, and that controls every activity in your life. And I was like, wow, these people walking across stage, executive directors, 6-figure ring earners, $1 million earners, they're people just like me. And I went home, and in the next 2 weeks, I went from 8 sales to 54 sales. Now, think about that. 8 sales on a consistent monthly basis, and in 2 weeks, I did 54 sales with me and my team. What changed? Simple. My mindset. I didn't let anything stand in my way. I believed in me. I believed in the opportunity. I believed in the membership. And I became mission-driven, not commission-driven. And when I flipped that switch and I became mission-driven, things just started falling in place. And I hit executive director the first time that February and hadn't looked back. In that month, I was able to go hand my landlord $1,800 cash and keep our place. And just actually in December, I was able to buy a house. So we went from renting, almost evicted, to now we're in a home in a neighborhood that we always wanted to live in but never thought we could afford to live here. And I was able to go to closing and not have any closing fees because the Legal Shield took care of it. And the lady that I bought the house from said, how did you not have to pay an attorney? I said, because that's part of my membership. She said, well, how does that work? I said, well, that's great that you asked. Here's a DVD. It may or may not be for you. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes, the typical Dave Savula line. And handed her a DVD, and guess what? She's a high executive in a 200-person mortgage company. So I'm meeting with them next week to roll out this as a benefit at their workplace. So, guys, I shared the information with her because it's a testimony. But, you know, more importantly, in the month of December, I was on a conference call. And I made a statement on that conference call. I said, December will be my biggest month ever. So a lot of you need to commit and say it so people will hold you accountable. And I report to you the month of December, I made $10,800 income off of my team and my production. Now, I don't know about you. I live in Alabama. $10,000 a month is good money in Alabama. And it's probably good money anywhere in the nation. But it happened because we did some things in our business. We did 90-day runs. We did workout calls with each other on a daily basis. I reached out to my upline. And how did I become an executive director? I started hanging around executive directors. I started reaching out to people that I wanted to be like. I started getting wisdom from them. Because if you want to find out how to do something, you don't have to go study everything and try to figure it out on yourself. There are people that have already achieved success that will give you quicker avenues to get there. And it's just like the Super Bowl. You know, we got Super Bowl weekend coming up. And some of you are given 60, 70% activity. You're not given 100%. Some of you are saying, well, when February gets here. If you're not willing to do it right now in the month of January, you'll never do it in February. Never put off today what you can accomplish tomorrow, because there may be somebody that needs this membership today or tomorrow that you're waiting till February. And what if February never comes for them? What if they get in an accident? What if they get in a lawsuit? Guys, think about that. that's on you, not on them. It's that old saying, tomorrow never comes. You got to do what you got to do today. Don't let tonight go down without doing your two exposures. You don't get to the Super Bowl by just showing up and playing. You've got to go to spring practice. You got to do summer workouts. That means you've got to do the two exposures a day. That means you've got to do some studying on your own. That means you got to become system dependent. You got to get in your back office and take some trainings and look at some documents. You've got to reach out to your team and let them know that you're there for them. Become a leader. If you'll become a leader and catch on fire, people will come from miles and miles away to watch you burn because people love to be around success. So when you get excited, when you become passionate and caring about your team and become mission-driven, you will see your business explode like you've never seen, and you will be in that Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl for us is that national convention. How much money are you going to go on stage and get? You know, I've got a whiteboard on my wall right now that's got money calculated, and I'm going to come back from Vegas in a profit mode because it's going to put more money in my pocket going to Vegas than it's going to cost me and my wife to go out there. How many times can you go on a trip and come back home with more money than you left? Well, Legal Shield offers that opportunity. And I have my goals written. I have on my wall, I am platinum. I have on there how many sales I'm going to do, how many recruits I'm going to make, how many sales my team's going to make, what my income's going to be, and I backtrack every number. I hold myself accountable. Because if it's to be, it's up to me. I don't blame anybody. I don't depend on anybody. I know when my feet hit the ground in the morning, I am mission-driven. And my mission is to offer this opportunity to everybody I come in contact with. They may or may not be interested, but hey, guys, 15 minutes, they can look at it. Let them decide on their own. But you, sitting here tonight, can go from wherever you're at today, and tomorrow is a whole new day. But it all starts with, what do you do tonight? Do you make a list of top 10 people you want in your business? Do you make a top 10 list of people that you need to share the membership with? And don't let this month go out until you talk to all 10 people on each list. And if you'll do that, you'll see February to be the best month that you'll ever have. Plus, you will end January with momentum. And that's the key going into next month. And, you know, I just really appreciate being on this call tonight. And, guys, define your definite purpose. Quit making excuses. When I walk into a room, people see me. I'm burned third degree, 65% of my body. People look at me, and I look different. But when I open my mouth, I'm sharing the same opportunity that you're sharing. I'm sharing the same membership that you're sharing. What's the difference? I use my membership. I believe in it, and they feel the passion because people buy you first, then they buy the product. So if you fall in love with this product, people will fall in love with you, and they'll join a business because they will not quit friendships. And that's what we're out here to build is friendships and family, and that's what I love about Legal Shield, and I look forward to seeing each and every one of you walk across stage to get money in Vegas and also the EDs that are coming. I know there's going to be some EDs popping and some Power 20s, and I just come up and introduce yourself to me and let me know what team you're on. And I'm super excited, guys, because anything you put your mind to, you'll achieve. And if you say you can, you're absolutely correct. If you say you cannot, you're correct. So it's up to you to choose to be a win attitude. And something I shared in Atlanta, and I'll close with this, is C-A-N-I. C for constant, A for and, N for never, I for improvement. Constant and never-ending improvement. Guys, get better each day. You're not going to do it overnight, but each day, read you 10 pages a day. Make a few more exposures each day. Make a few more follow-ups each day. Become a better person in the business, in your family, in your health, in your daily walk. Mr. Frank and Teresa, I appreciate you having me on the call, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Wow, Bill, thank you so much, Mr. Brown. And I was just looking through your book, and it's amazing. I don't know how long it took you to write that, but it's a great little book. Where can people get your book, Mr. Brown?
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, Mr. Frank. You can go to Amazon. You can get it off Amazon.com and just look for Rising from the Ashes. It's Billy J. Brown. It's got my handsome picture on the front. But, guys, it's a great book, and I do donate 10% of all books that are sold to a local burn fund. The Shriners actually took care of me as a kid, so I donate 10% of all money that comes through there to the Shriners Network, and I appreciate that on the book. It's definitely a great tool to share with people that are struggling through stuff. And I tell people, I say, you know, if I had to go back to 1974, I'd go through it all again, because the people God's allowed me to touch and to share not just this opportunity, but just a life lesson. And I truly take that mission to heart. And I know that I was put here in the condition I'm in for a purpose. And I thank God for it. I thank God for the opportunity to make a difference in people's lives. And that's my goal every day, and that should be everybody on this call. Quit being about you and be about everybody you come in contact with.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, I looked through the book and I saw you. You look like you work with a lot of young people, speaking at schools and stuff. Is that part of your daily routine, or once a month or so?
I do at least twice a month. I'm speaking at a local high school or either elementary school. I am a Little League football coach. I coach football. I've done that for almost 20 years. And it is a story I told in Atlanta. It's kind of funny that, you know, a team that we played was making fun of me and calling me names as the coach. And my team members really got upset. My son's on the team, and the captain came up and said, "Don't worry, coach, we're going to take care of it." And at the end of that game, the score, we beat that team 61-0. And, you know, I tried to take a knee, and it's funny. It's our last score. I said, "Well, just take a knee and run the clock out." And the kid goes up to run the play, and next thing I know, my son has the ball going around the corner for a touchdown. And my son's not a running back. He's a lineman slash wide receiver blocker, but he's very slow. He's not fast. But they called a play to give my son the ball to score on them, just to make an exclamation point to, hey, you don't mess with our coach. And that was a proud coach moment that those 9-year-olds, it was not about the score, not about them. They did that for me, and that was huge. So
I love speaking
at school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. Well, if you can have just another minute or two, we have just a few people that are on the speaker line tonight, and Susan and Bill and anybody else that's on the speaker line, if you'd like to make any comments or even ask Mr. Brown any questions, we'll do that for just a couple minutes. Yeah, you can just take your phone off mute if you'd like to make a comment or a question.
I must have been good. No questions.
I
think they might have locked herself out.
Yeah, sometimes I do have trouble unlocking.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, there you are.
It's hard to get back.
I'm here, but I don't even know what to say after that. All I can say is exactly what Elizabeth Gardner said, and that is no excuses, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is the most amazing story. If you can listen to this man and still have a dry eye when he finishes and still have any excuse tomorrow morning when you wake up, there is something seriously wrong with you.
Susan's passionate herself, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan. Any other comments or questions for the speakers on the speaker line tonight?
Hey, Billy, this is John Stafford in Knoxville, Tennessee. I heard you in Atlanta. And I want you to know that's probably one of the most inspiring stories I've ever heard in my life. It would be so easy for somebody that's gone through what you've gone through to just quit and give up and say, woe is me, and just say, I can't do anything. But to do all the things you've done and persevere for all the things, I just commend you. And I think God's going to use your situation in a huge way to show people. I think maybe he let that happen to you so you can be a source of hope for other people.
Absolutely. Appreciate
brother.
That.
Great point. Awesome. Thank you so much. All right.
I think most people don't realize that Mr. Brown was speaking. You were speaking, what, about 200 days a month with Tony Robbins?
Yeah, I traveled about 200 days a month at different events. Yeah, 200 days a year, and a lot of events with Tony Robbins, speaking on stage in front of 8,000-10,000 people, translated in multiple languages. But it was not, you know, I enjoyed it, but I was never with my family. And I said, there's got to be more. There's got to be another way to share my message and also build a residual income and end up being Legal Shield. Who would have thought that? So, you know, a lot of people are afraid to approach people maybe that are having success, but there's people looking for opportunities. If you, and usually the busier somebody is, the more open they are to the opportunity.
That's true.
I totally agree with that. I think that is so true. Oh, that's awesome. All right. Anybody else?
This is Jim from Pigeon Forge. I am impressed with the – you only told a short snippet about your wife, but I have noticed that, you know, people who have spouses that are with them, that support them, that uphold them, make such a difference. And it sounds like you found just the right woman to help you be the successful man you are. And I just wondered if you wanted to say a few more words about your relationship with her.
Yeah, I've got a great wife. You know, she was very impressed to find somebody as good looking as myself. And but, you know, I met her, and just a great, great person, great family she comes from. I love my in-laws. And it's just, we've been together now 14 years. And from day one, I told her on our first date that I was going to marry her. She thought I was a stalker. But I told her, I thought it was genuine. The genuine person, and she told me one thing. She said, you know, if you're going to date me, you got to go to church. And I said, wow, I better hang on to this one. Normally it's, hey, you date me, you want to go to the bar. But she said, you date me, you go to church. And that's what we built our foundation on, and just a great spirit person. And of course, she's 7 years younger than me, and that helps, and that keeps me active. But just a great person, a great mother, somebody who, when I know that I'm away, she's instilling good values in our kids, and it's just great. It's hard to find that, especially in today. But, you know, she does support me and encourages me. And sometimes we do, you know, anybody's going to have a bad day. And she's there to steer me right back on course. She's like, remember what you said, or you remember what the book said? And she's always holding me accountable to my own actions. So I love that. And she does it in a loving and kind way. Now, I know everybody doesn't have that. You know, I've got friends and family that are some of the most negative people that you'll be around, but you've got to limit your time with those people. And maybe it's not your spouse, but find somebody who can be that encouraging person. Find somebody who can be a mentor. When I started, you know, making some money in Legal Shield, I found somebody who did very well with their money, and I started learning how to pay myself first and started building residual income off of that. And so if you don't have that in your life, don't say, well, you know, I have an awful spouse. But go ahead and find somebody in your life that can mentor you and keep you on the road, because we're all going to have roadblocks. But it's great to have that spouse, and I agree with you. She's just a wonderful source for that. And she got to meet Mr. Frank and Miss Teresa in Jamaica and just fell in love with them.
Well, I know you're from Alabama, and you did you broke the cardinal rule. You married outside of your family.
I did. I know. I had to do a blood test first.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Mr. Brown?
Yes.
All right, this is Michael Johnson, Charleston, South Carolina. Great call. Really enjoyed your story, and, of course, seeing you in Atlanta as well. Tonight you touched on something that hopefully didn't go over many of our heads, and I even find myself from time to time after sharing the service with someone where we're in a hurry to get up to get that package mailed off. But our team just came out with something that's already been out, but we're starting to use something called an evaluation sheet. And you said you had the membership for at least 8 years before you heard about the opportunity. And I just wanted to make a comment that I'm really intrigued right now to go back to a lot of members that I spoke to in the past that I never said anything about the opportunity. And, of course, when you're doing groups and things, you're not really allowed to bring that up. But the individual memberships that we write, I guess as a team, because of what you said, it would be real neat to meet someone that's a Billy Brown, that's a member that we failed to mention the opportunity to. So I just want to let you know that I appreciate you telling that story about you having it for 8 years and then finally finding out about the opportunity. I was really intrigued by that.
Absolutely. And I always, you know, I go through my membership list after somebody's had the membership for a year. I do contact them, and I send them a DVD and say, by the way, you've used the membership, and who do you know that may find value in this same membership? And then so I do share the information with them, and that's typically after I've had them for a year if they were just a member. But, yeah, it is difficult sometimes, but you just got to remember that if they fall in love with the membership, they're automatically, like a good movie, going to tell somebody. So it's the three-foot rule. Tell everybody and let them decide on their own. So that's a great point.
Yeah, Mr. Brown, that was Mr. Johnson. He was talking to Michael Johnson, and one of our top executive directors. He's also going to be one of the new recipients of the new BMW.
Nice.
He's been taking the money, but now he's decided to get the car. So
anybody look good in a BMW, no matter how ugly you are, everybody look good.
Listen, Mr. Johnson will make a BMW look good.
There you go.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Billy, you have just been gracious tonight, and you have inspired our team. I've been getting some text messages about how awesome you are and the information and your genuineness and your transparency and your passion definitely is it's contagious. And I think you've greatly affected many people on our team tonight. So I just want to thank you.
Great. Well, I'm honored to be on here. And anything I can do, just if you want to look me up on Facebook, guys, just connect with me on Facebook. And I'm glad to help anybody, no matter whose organization you're in.
Billy, if you need any help from any of our people, we're all here to help you, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a great night.
All right.
Thank you.
And you're welcome to stay on the line. We're going to do a couple more things, then we're going to sign off here.
I got
to
jump
Teresa, do we want to talk about the book of the month?
All right. Thanks so much, Billy. Yes, just two quick things, but we want to give you the number again for the important call tomorrow. And also, we do have a new book of the month for next month that we've never read before. So, and it's a small book. You can order it off of Amazon. If you order it this week, you'll have it in time for next week to start it. And, Frank, you want to tell them a little about it?
Yeah, I want to encourage everybody. And I want to thank Mr. Brown one more time. I don't know if he's listening or not, but that was awesome. I mean, that gentleman, he was really a gentleman, I'm telling you, to get
absolutely
on there and take time out of his family's life and to be with us and share all that stuff. Yeah, the new book is by Seth Godin, S-E-T-H, and Godin is G-O-D-I-N, Seth Godin. It's called Tribes, and if most people have never heard of Seth Godin, and quite frankly, he doesn't care whether you've heard of him or not. He has got 10 of the bestsellers on the international bestseller list, and I've been watching and studying Seth Godin for years and years and years, and you can go to SethGodin.com. He owns a number of companies. One of them is called Skidoo. It's a blog. It's the only place you can find me unless you go to, like, YouTube. And there's hundreds of videos up. People worldwide in the business world listen to Seth Godin. And this book is called Tribes. And, of course, we all, you know, in Legal Shield, we all have tribes. We've got a tribe of customers, or we've got a tribe of associates and customers. And every tribe is looking for a leader. And this book will tell you how to do that, how to become the leader of the tribe, you know, and what it means to have a tribe. And the basis of this book is that you only need 1,000 fans in your life to do really, really well. And it doesn't take long in Legal Shield to, you know, to have 1,000 customers or 1,000 associates on your team. And if you've got 1,000 people out there telling this story for you, you know, and they each tell 10 people, that's 10,000 people. And, you know, if they're all moving memberships and you only made $2 from each one, that's $20,000 a month, $250,000 a year. So, you know, that adds up pretty quick. So my counsel to all of you is, and to everybody I talk to, I have a few mentors in my life, and one of them is Seth Godin. And I've never had the opportunity to meet him. Look forward to meeting him one day. But when he puts out something new or a new video or a new CD or anything, I'm all over it. And I know that people like Jason Whitewing and all these other guys are really, you know, trying to improve themselves. You will learn some life skills that will improve your life dramatically, not just yours, but your family and everyone around you. The moment you improve yourself, all of a sudden everybody around you is improved. And so, you know, all of our goals here is to, you know, to clarify, simplify, and unclutter our life so that we have new life skills so that we can become more effective and we have more productivity, more profitability, and have a predictable income coming in. And Seth Godin is one of the people who can give you that foundation that you have that. So, Teresa, I just hope everybody gets this book and reads it time after time. So Seth Godin is one of my all-time heroes. Back
absolutely.
To you.
All right, and I've actually got a shout-out to a couple people. I want to congratulate Lois Freckeld and Amy Yoshimitsu for being nominated and elected to the Small Business Special Forces, along with Rob Hurst and Michael Johnson. And if any of you, I don't have a list, so I can only recognize who has let me know. So if anybody else out there has been elected to any of these special forces, let me know, because you deserve recognition. That's just not anybody that gets on those lists. So special privileges for those people who are part of the special forces. And another shout-out, Frank, I want to give to Dominique Kapler. He actually just kicked off my day yesterday. He posted on our performance Facebook page, and some other people saw it too. He said, I set 5 appointments out of 10 referrals. I will not In fact, no, let me read this first one. The first one was 10 a.m. sit-down, Perfect Storm DVD, did the presentation, prospect joined and gave 10 names and phone numbers. What a way to start the morning. And then today he posted, set 5 appointments out of those 10 referrals he got. I will not stop until I can help empower every person I can help. Go, Dominique Kapler.
Well, we're going
to
have him on here and tell us what exactly he's saying on the phone. I know he's on the phone, and he's going to be somebody that's going to be recognized throughout the whole company, because this guy's on the move, I'm telling you right now.
Yes, he sure is.
And he's doing something
right.
So we'll have him on here pretty soon and just ask him exactly what he's saying. I mean, if you're getting 5 out of 10, I mean,
appointments, yeah, that's
doing
really
well,
good.
And a lot of people like to know what he's doing.
Yes, and thank you so much for posting
We'll make
that
call and see if we can arrange that.
You got it. And thank you, Dominique, for posting that for everybody to get inspired with on our Facebook page. And if you haven't joined it, join our Facebook page. I'm not a big Facebook person at all, but I tell you what, there's nothing better than reading the positive information. And Jim Crutcher's always posting some great things there. I mean, you're missing out. You know, do it after 10 at night when it's too late to call anybody, or early in the morning. Spend 3 minutes on there and scan over it. You'll be inspired. It's just really a great resource for our team. And, Frank, next week we're going to take all this passion we heard tonight. We're going to take this inspiration our team has been inspired with tonight. And next week we are going to focus on the number one activity to help everyone make great exposures. So that's the topic next week, making great exposures. So you're going to want your team on. You want to empower them. If they didn't hear the call tonight, get them to listen to the replay. I'm going to give you the replay number. All of our numbers are on our performancefamily.com website, but just to make sure you've got it, it's the same PIN number, but it is the 712-432-0990. So instead of 2 zeros at the end, put a 90 at the end and the same PIN number, and you can listen to the replay for 1 week. And we will be archiving this one for sure, so we can have it forever on the back office of our Performance Family website. So next week, making great exposures. Tomorrow, the noon call, this at Eastern Time, converted to your time zone, is going to be really important by Mr. Jeff Bell, our CEO. The number for that call is 712-432-8965, PIN number 775 and a pound, 712-432-8965, 775 pound. All right, Frank, I'll let you wrap it up.
Yeah, to tell you, Teresa, and everybody on the phone, one of the best ways to build your business is to send people to meetings that are really, you know, hot meetings. So no matter where it's at in the country, your hot meeting is going on, ask your team if they know anybody in that location, like California or up in Ohio with the Ron Crutcher Group or up with Tom Miner or something like that. You know, tell people about those meetings in those areas if you know them. And in Charleston, South Carolina, to let everybody on the phone know, we have Mr. Darnell Self coming in here for 2 days. He's going to be in Columbia, South Carolina for 1 day, I think. What is it, doing a luncheon, Teresa?
Mm-hmm. Yes, on the 6th of February.
The 6th of next month, and then the 7th and 8th, mm-hmm. he'll be in Charleston. And so ask your team, if you don't know anybody in Charleston, ask everybody if they know anybody in Charleston, South Carolina, and call those people and give an invite. You know, we'll treat them like kings and queens, and if they come here, we'll make sure they get signed up, and we'll put them in your organization. It's going to be a sellout. I mean, we will sell out. That room will not hold any more people. But Mr. Darnell Self will be in Charleston and Columbia, South Carolina, and that's a wrap. I think we're doing good.
And the details are on LegalShieldCalendar.com of all the meetings in the whole North America continent.
Yep. Listen, and everybody out there, we know everything you're doing because we do them ourselves every single day, and we appreciate everything you do. The biggest winner in Legal Shield, obviously, we think we are, but it's really the clients. There's a lot of people out there, and I heard somebody say, we walk by people every day. It might have been Bill. We walk by people every day that's having issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're looking for a solution to that, and we could be the solution to that either now or in the future. So it's been delightful having y'all on here. It's been a privilege and an honor to have Mr. Brown on here. And thanks for all the speakers and Tom and all you guys that spoke. And I'm glad our friends up in New York came through that okay. We'd like to hear from you if you need any help. So from Frank and Teresa in sunny Charleston, South Carolina, I'll say good night to everybody. Bye-bye now.
Good night, everybody. Have a great week. Great month close.
See you later, Teresa.
All right.